You got an intro?
Do we need an intro? Or should we just... Or intro and do...
This could be the intro.
Oh, it always is.
Yeah. It's always the...
This could be the intro and then cut to the...
Cut to the music. Now.
This may appear to be only monkey business. But in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! Greetings. I'm the Zero Issues Comic Podcast Jarvis Voice. I just wanted to greet you to this week's episode. Let's join the goofball boys already blabbing, they are discussing Scarlet Witch. Our guest this week is looking at a Marvel trading card from 1991 and surprised how weak some of her power levels seem. He inquires if that is right or not.
Yeah, that, and again, well, I mean, depends on who's writing at that moment.
Yeah, it was like pre... I'm going to wipe out an entire race because I'm cuckoo banana pants now. For reasons, one assumes.
Because my babies.
Yeah.
Mephisto?
Eh.
Was it somebody else? I can't remember.
Who?
Doesn't matter. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
We're all here.
So we got a guest today.
Yeah.
We have Mr. Mackett, who we've had on previous times.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
He's going through the stack of Marvel trading cards. And he's rather fascinated.
Thrilled to see Fin Fang Foom as I am.
Yeah.
Like, these are that's important.
These are from 1991.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see what these characters' power levels are.
Yes.
In the early 90s.
Yep.
As opposed to what we might commonly accept in the year of our Lord 2019.
Mm. Yes. I'm surprised that Galactus is only listed at 28 feet tall.
Yeah.
I thought he was like planet devouring size, but he can grow, can he? Or am I making that
up? Well, if he gets excited.
He says he can, but...
Yeah.
He's a grower.
His stamina's pretty low, know what I mean?
I have nothing to add to
that. No, thank you. We are done here, friends.
So this week, we're doing lightning round.
Yes, it's been a bit.
Yeah. We haven't done one
back
of these
at it with that shit.
Yep.
Oh, here we go again. As the meme says, oh, shit, here we go again.
That's the meme.
You guys swear on this?
All the gosh darn time. All
right.
G'day.
Welcome to the piss show.
Sure as tootin'.
All right. First up, who's got what?
I got one. Just asking the room. Spider-Man was bitten by a radioactive spider.
Yeah.
What?
What radioactive animal would you like to bite you? And you will get their powers, but I mean...
Zebra. Radioactive zebra.
What sort of powers does a zebra have?
Stripes.
Mm, true.
Radioactive stripes.
You would look good in stripes.
It's very slimming.
Yeah.
No, I take my zebra back.
Bitten by a radioactive Beetlejuice.
I honestly, my mind went right to shark. I love sharks. I have a thing for sharks. Yeah. So a radioactive shark, assuming I...
Which
survive,
is badass to begin with.
That totally. Is badass to be. Like, you don't need anything more than a radioactive shark. But if I were to be bitten by a radioactive shark and somehow survive that bite,
right.
That would be awesome. Because I feel like I'd be like a badass Aquaman kind of.
It's like, it's awesome that a radioactive shark just bit me in half. What a great experience. My torso has a lot of power,
but then
it's bleeding out.
But what about powers? Like, well, sharks have incredible...
You could smell blood from miles away.
Yeah. I was just going to say.
You can sense the motion. It's electromagnetic.
Incredible bite force. Ability to swim.
Chomp ability.
And blood smell.
What is your...
And you don't have bones anymore. You just have cartilage.
Just cartilage.
On your 1991 Marvel trading card, what is your chomp ability score?
Chomp ability would be a 7. And to be fair...
It's high.
The cards only go up to 7.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Seven is the highest.
The most chompable.
So the most chompable. This one goes to 11.
Yeah. Man, that's a good question. A cockroach.
Radioactive.
I feel like I'm a very fragile boy, and frankly, I want to be unkillable.
Good call.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah.
I would like a radioactive bird of prey.
Yeah. Ooh, are you going to get like some wings though?
Or
you
oh, just, yeah. You just, I, like, I want fly? Wings. I want, well.
Because like Spider-Man doesn't transform into like, he doesn't get extra arms except for the
time. I think he has.
Except for
the 17 times.
All right, I want to change my question. I assume I'm not physically changing. I don't want to be a cockroach anymore. Yeah.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't want to go around biting.
Suddenly goes Kafka-esque and just.
Yeah.
Bry's Kafka experience.
Yeah.
And your teeth keep falling out.
Well, bird is good.
I mean, you'd get rich off that tooth fairy money, though.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to a friend of mine who just posted that his daughter lost a tooth and there was a mountain bike under her pillow when she got home.
What?
Apparently.
Oh, it was like when she got home, like when she woke up. Or when I thought.
Yeah.
You wake up. How did this thing get under my pillow?
How did I sleep?
But like, that's parenting.
My hair stuck in the chain.
Wow. I think it just coincided. The tooth falling out coincided with
them stealing the bike.
Is that the first tooth that she has lost? Because if so, they are screwed.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
A bike.
You set the bar
time.
Pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
That's 32 bikes.
She's 16, knocking her own teeth out. Where's my car?
I was kind of wondering what would happen if like Peter Parker got bitten by a radioactive person.
By Radioactive Man?
Yeah.
Just
bit.
Runs to the teacher. There's this man biting me.
He'd just be normal.
He'd finally be normal.
Oh.
Does Spider-Ham get bit by a radioactive pig?
Yes.
That's a spider that gets bit by a pig.
He's a spider that gets bit by a radioactive pig.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah.
Spider that got bit by a pig or a pig that got bit
by a pig? No, a spider that got bit by a pig. That's Spider-Ham.
Spider-Ham.
Yeah.
Look how many times do I have to tell you?
At least four more.
And I would be bitten by a radioactive quokka because I just want to be so cute.
Quokka.
I want to be able to take better pictures of myself.
Like it.
And quokkas, you can't take a bad picture of them.
That's all.
And they have small mouths, so it wouldn't hurt much. I don't like bitey.
I don't like bitey.
Since we have already introduced the concept that these cards are on the table right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Cards are on the table. What we're going to do is you're going to randomly pull... You're like, game face.
I've got my game face on.
Yeah. Shit.
Poker face. you're going to randomly pull one of these cards out and get whatever character. And then you're going to roll the six-sided die that's mm-hmm. right there. And that's going to correspond to something that you have to debate about this character. Not debate with each other, but you have to convince everybody else that this character is this, is the best at this, or the worst at this. Yeah.
This
whatever.
Is one of the
I
most,
will tell you what these things are.
This is one of the most exciting things that I've ever partaken in. So
all right.
I am so ready for this.
All right. Well, then, if you're so ready for this, you can go first.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking. I hope I get Megan.
I mean,
first time.
You get the quasar.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
He's the Joker throwaway character of this. Eh?
Quasar.
Rules of draw stud poker.
Man.
So roll your six-sided die.
Okay. Six.
You're rapidly learning as much as you can about quasar.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Oh man. I'm going to bomb this now.
Okay, so you have to convince us why Quasar would be a better character in DC.
Well, there's so many ways we could take that. According to his power charts, Quasar is incredibly fast. He's got a 7 on speed. He looks like a dude that flies through space.
He's a space dude. Yeah.
He's a space dude. I mean... The Earthman appointed him protector of the universe, and he's armed with alien quantum bands. The more I read about this, you know, I bought an issue of Quasar number 1 from a corner store in Armstrong when I was a kid, when we were camping at a Bonga Lake.
And I can't believe you remember that.
Neither can I. I remember I wanted this and a blue popsicle, and I had to make a choice.
You dumb son of a bitch.
I chose...
You have chosen
Quasar
poorly.
Issue. I have chosen poorly. Okay, so I think Quasar would work better as a DC character. Mm-hmm. Because of the quantum bands, I feel like DC characters have, you know, I mean, well, I guess this isn't really that. I mean, Thor has a magic hammer in Marvel, but mm-hmm. Green Lantern has a magic ring. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the whole alien armband, the quantum powered
accessory. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jewelry. The cosmic accessory.
Cosmic jewelry.
I feel like Quasar, you know, I think I would just love to see Quasar get punched in the face by Guy Gardner.
You just sold me. Yeah. Right there. Yeah. All right. Mango. Convinced. Yeah. Convinced. Excellent. All right. Who wants next?
Man?
Mr. Lee.
Yes.
Man, no Quasars. No, you got more Quasars in there.
I think this particular pack has only one of each.
Oh, really?
Oh.
So I got Storm, and I rolled a 5.
Okay. Convince us why Storm should head up the Avengers.
Because she's Storm.
Okay, next.
I mean, she led the X-Men on numerous occasions, and what are the X-Men if not minority Avengers? Which are just as good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really? Oh, I flustered myself.
And frankly, at the time that she led the, you could make a fair argument that the X-Men, more popular, maybe more important to most people.
And
that's a bigger job at that point in time. Yeah. So, you know what? She's more than earned it.
And she led the X-Men without powers, mind
you. That's
true. She kicked Cyclops' ass.
No powers.
I'd like to see what she could do with the Avengers. And I'd love to see her and Jarvis hang out.
That would be delightful. I wish Storm would hang out with me. Oh God, I'm depressed.
That'd be nice.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't Storm at some point marry T'Challa?
Yep.
She does. Yep.
Okay. My other question, and this is an important one, whose lightning is more powerful? Storm's lightning or Thor's lightning?
Oh, Thor's.
Okay. Thor's. All right.
But at one
point... I believe the god might have that.
Well, yeah. You never know.
No, but no. Right? But then there's those storylines mm-hmm. where she gets a hammer and she has become... The goddess of
okay. Yeah.
Which are pretty awesome.
Was she called Stormbreaker? That's like, I know that's
that
the
was
hammer.
The hammer.
She was called Stormstorm.
Stormy Storm. Yeah.
It was Storm something. Storm something.
The hammer she wielded was called Stormcaster, you 2-bit fanboys.
It's my turn.
Blustery Storm.
Do you want to know what happens to a toad when it gets struck by lightning?
Do I?
The same thing that happens to everything else.
Even a lightning rod?
I guess.
Even a lightning-proof toad?
That's from the first X-Men movie. And also, Halle Berry loses her storm, like her accent, like like she has it for X-Men 1 and then just doesn't have it.
That one scene is sort of what did it. She's like, I don't care anymore. Yeah.
I don't need an accent anymore.
I read that line out loud.
I was in Swordfish, goddammit.
Okay, you gotta pick first.
Oh, I do. I get...
Oh!
Wonder Man! God. I roll a 4.
I'm not going to give you that one.
Why is this character better than Wonder Man?
You could argue it way too easily.
Yeah.
Okay, convince me why Wonder Man would make an excellent president of the United States.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's all about relativity.
It is. Be like a full-on idiot.
He's damn near Reagan-esque.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's... And Reagan, say what you will about Reagan, and at another time, I'll say a lot. Nothing good. But, you know, he was very popular, mm-hmm. united people. I think that maybe Simon Williams could do it. Even if he's terrible at the job, he'll probably die soon. He's died a bunch of times.
Yeah, true.
So he's probably gonna die. I mean, we've never had a president with like glowing red eyes before. That'd be pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people would be like, you know what? Things are terrible, but at least our president has glowing red eyes.
Just think about the like the foreign affairs when he goes to meet other leaders and he just does stares. The old red eye stare and be like, whoa, okay.
Didn't Alexander Hamilton have glowing red eyes?
Just no, wait,
he rapped.
Alexander Hamilton. Got yourself a problem. Can Alexander handle it?
Sorry, I mixed those
and
up.
He does have a power rating intelligence 3 out of 7. So he's pretty smart by current presidential standards.
I was waiting for that.
But he doesn't have glowing orange hair.
Oh, that's true.
There we go. No.
Well, I mean, is that like ionic powers? You think you could pull that off? Maybe you could pull that off. Yep. I don't know. I don't know. What does ionic powers mean? I don't know. Nobody knows.
All right. Thanks. That's good.
You don't get to go?
No.
All right. Okay. So the MCU, we're starting a new phase. A lot of people are pretty much probably calling it quits. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But there's a lot of actors out there who have, believe it or not, not yet joined the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm. So I'm going to name some off, and you have to cast them in a role that has not been cast yet.
That's funny, because what I have listed for later...
Do you have actors that need to be cast them as a character?
Okay. Yes.
So the exact opposite.
No, it's the same.
No, I you have act... That. She's got the actors' names.
Oh, you have characters.
No, I... You have actors or characters?
I have actors.
Right, I have actors.
Exactly the same one.
Well, you should.
We can both.
Let's do a double length lightning round.
Exactly.
Let's just double. Okay.
End of segment.
I'm gonna start off because we were before we started recording talking about John Wick. Third one just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Keanu Reeves. Let's start with Keanu.
He recently came out and said that he would play Wolverine. Because growing up, that was his favorite character.
Mm.
I don't necessarily think Keanu Reeves is right for Wolverine. I think Keanu Reeves would have made an excellent like Tony Stark in an alternate universe, which is kind of
he was
cool.
Heavily rumored for Doctor Strange at one point.
Ooh,
wasn't he?
That would have been sick too.
Yeah,
mind you,
Gambit.
Oh yeah, Gambit.
Really, or even Cyclops.
I don't like Cyclops.
Related to the Gambit one, we will get into the Cyclops thing later, mister. Let me tell you.
I'm with Kyle on that, relating
to Gambit, Mr. Sinister.
Oh, I like it.
That's good. I like that.
Okay. So, and, I mean, there's proof that Keanu Reeves is hundreds of years old already.
Exactly.
Not unlike Mr. Sinister.
He is Morbius, the living vampire.
Oh, motherfucker.
He'd be a better one, too. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is it. Not everyone has to have it. We just talk it out until we find the right role.
Yep. I had a slightly different approach when I was picking these. Bobcat Goldthwait.
Forebushman.
I was going to say D-Man.
D-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
D-Man is like... basically, he's got like an old yellow Daredevil costume and a Wolverine mask, and he's like a hobo.
He was kind of a sidekick of Captain America for a little while.
He was a hobo for a time.
He was a hobo for hire.
He was like the king of a hobo.
There
was like a Marvel wrestling group.
Yeah.
It was actually really fun. It was done as like through the Thing solo series.
But D-Man's a joke.
He became a joke, but then he was brought into Captain America, and he actually kind of worked. He was used as like a minor character for that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
As I'm thinking about this, you know DC more than you know Marvel.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's open this up also
to DC
movies as well. And the way I had it was like upcoming Marvel or DC films that haven't been casted or haven't even been thought of yet.
Right.
Okay. So it's like he's gonna be Thor. We've already had Thor. Let's
sure.
Someone who hasn't. Yeah. Okay. You know what? Somebody. Good. I'm going to throw out next one.
Sure.
Keith David.
Ooh.
Spawn.
No. He was excellent.
So he's so good.
Yeah.
The Gray Gargoyle.
Oh.
No, that's not
Galactus.
A good one.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be sick.
My word is absolute and must be accepted by all.
Please, God. Okay,
yeah.
Not top of that.
That's almost as good as Orson Welles' as Unicron.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is really epic.
But I want, like, live-action Galactus. I want, like, Keith David wearing that helmet.
Wearing that helmet, yeah.
Oh, and, like, very little CGI. Yeah, just a helmet with Keith David.
Just him in a suit with the helmet
Do
on.
Do I need to put makeup on? I'm going in.
That's awesome.
Even, like, crudely green-screened into the sky.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yes, please. Okay. Michelle Yeoh.
Ooh.
She's an incredible actress and can play many different things.
Yeah.
My mind went straight to her martial arts badassery.
Where is that?
I don't know if there's a role for her somewhere in the Iron Fist world. Or the
that, I,
well, I'm yeah. sort of thinking like the Fraction AHA run or something.
Yeah,
like there's
yeah.
a few characters.
Oh yeah, there's like the mother of spiders yeah, and exactly. all those. Yeah, there's and there's that. There's like okay, do we want to go just she's Asian? And,
yeah, well, yeah,
I don't want to just because she is a fantastic yeah. actress yeah. and just a fantastic physical presence and the ability of what she can do. She's a great fighter and
Lady Shiva.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like, I think that would be a cool
especially
fit
if
for her.
The next Batman movies are going to be, you know, younger Batman.
Yeah.
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 So an older, like a Michelle Yeoh, Lady Shiva, teaching Bruce Wayne
kind yeah.
of thing. Like, I just think there could be a fit there.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah.
We got the fit.
You know what? That's yeah, yeah that does
yep.
it for me.
Yep.
Andy Samberg.
I mean, I said Iron Fist before. But that was just because I wanted Terry Crews to...
Yeah, you know, no, absolutely.
Cage. Booster Gold.
Oh,
yeah, he could
do Booster. So you also got to cast Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
Oh,
Adam
yeah.
Sandler.
Oh, I knew I didn't know you were going to...
Just Joe Latrulio.
Yeah.
Keep that Brooklyn Nine-Nine energy going.
Nine-Nine.
Rachel Weisz.
Ooh.
I like her.
I yeah.
Talia al Ghul.
She would be an excellent Talia yeah. al Ghul. Yes, please.
Yeah.
But, like, they haven't... I mean, they did that a little...
But you want, like, proper...
Yeah.
Like
Marion yeah. Cotillard? Yeah, yeah, that was... don't even get me started on the Dark like, Knight Rises.
I want to see Damian Wayne in a live-action movie at some
like,
point.
Do Leviathan not, and, in a Batman movie. Yeah. Like, and, like, lead yeah. towards that, build up to it, and that could be the big finale.
Yeah.
Yeah, Talia al Ghul, I like that one.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it.
Okay.
Yay! Ben Affleck... He's back! Or we cannot do that at all.
Because, Daredevil.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Woo! Daredevil, finally. Round four. He plays nice. Stick.
No.
He's a little heavy for Stick.
Little Stick, yeah.
Harvey Bullock.
He could machinist it up and just...
But actually, that's a terrible one. So instead, a bonus round... We're going to do all the community members, and they're going to be in cameos, mind you, that have not yet appeared in the MCU. So, I don't
okay,
know.
I don't know community.
So, is this
well
just
enough,
for me, or?
Yeah. It's just for Kyle.
Any familiarity with the community?
If my wife was here, she would know because okay. she's watched community.
Yeah, yeah.
Phone a friend.
Yeah.
Joel McHale. What do you think he could, like, even in a cameo role? Like, what do you see Joel McHale?
Young J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Well, how young is Joel McHale? Really?
Or older movies? Flash Thompson?
Flash Thompson is circling the drain.
I mean, he was already in which Spider-Man was he in? Two?
He was in Spider-Man 2. That technically, yeah, does that count?
I mean, what was the bank?
he was in a movie. Yep.
Yeah, they've already done so many Spider-Man characters, and I think he would fit well in a Spider-Man movie. Really?
Yes, he has to be. And you can come back for another one.
Yeah. Just same bank.
Yeah.
Keep
he's
robbed.
He's still there. I think he's gotten some hair added or something, but okay.
Bruce Campbell played multiple cameos in
Spider-Man. Well, I assumed he was eventually going to be Mysterio.
That would have been
that wicked. Was. I think that's what they had planned. Sadly, never came to fruition.
He also does the very, very, very good tutorial for the first Spider-Man game.
I remember that.
Where he's like, all right, you swing around for a bit. I'm going to go have a sandwich.
I'm going to say Gillian Jacobs. I maintain
death.
She should have been death.
Yes,
death. She's the worst.
Is there anyone else?
How did that not happen?
Well,
Alison Brie hasn't showed up.
Chevy Chase.
Chevy
Chase won't.
No.
Okay, are we talking young Chevy Chase or now
Chevy
Chase?
Oh, it's current Chevy Chase.
He could play Stanley.
That's mean.
Great.
Can
we put him in an Archie?
And Alison Brie as Betty Brant.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. I can see it. I like it.
Or She-Hulk.
Oh.
That could work.
But she turns into Gillian Jacobs. You wouldn't like me when I'm
Brent. I'm going to jump in with my own little side bit.
Yeah.
Dead actors.
Oh, okay.
That
here we go.
Cast them in a Marvel or DC one.
This will go better.
I only have three. Andre the Giant.
Galactus.
No CGI. Him and Keith David together.
Keith David, like, it just cuts away and then it's Andre
the Giant. It becomes
a
buddy cop movie of Galactuses.
Yeah. Galacti.
Galacti.
He'd make a good Thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's a big, you know, or like a...
He's lovable.
He is. He's like a
big,
lovable giant.
Man. Yeah. Which is the thing.
Okay. Robin Williams.
Ooh. Just like a weird manic Maxwell Lord in a Justice League International book.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see him as Alfred.
Oh.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Because he did some dramatic stuff.
Oh, he's done tons of dramatic stuff. Yeah, yeah. I almost want to see him as like a villain in something like it.
Well, he's
played a couple of frighteningly scary.
At one point, he was rumored to play the Riddler in Batman Forever. Mm-hmm. I remember that when I was younger. That could have been interesting. Robin Williams' Riddler versus Jim Carrey's Riddler.
And they just fight in a pit.
I would have been okay seeing that, actually.
Yeah, yes. I think so.
I'm sure the movie would have been much better.
I don't think the problem was Jim Carrey.
Yeah, exactly.
He was part of the problem.
Oh,
but
he's
all right. Last dead one, Marlon Brando. And we're obviously not Jor-El.
Thomas Wayne.
It's got to be someone's dead dad.
Are we talking like
in or, his prime? Oh, or, yeah. Oh, I just thought you just clicked Bruce Wayne, but with the kid when he's the old Bruce Wayne.
Oh, like Batman
Beyond.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Old surly Bruce Wayne.
I still maintain my dream movie would be Tim Burton to come back and direct Michael Keaton as old Bruce Wayne in a Batman Beyond film.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
How could you not do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. When somebody posted that little meme with Pattinson and it was like, oh, God. Yeah.
I mean,
he's a little old.
Too old.
But you just do it slightly differently. He's already been.
Pattinson.
Oh, Pattinson.
Yeah, to play Terry McGinnis. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's depending on how you do it. Whether you do teenage or you do a little bit older.
Yeah.
What point in the story they're at.
I want, like, Island of Dr. Moreau era.
Yeah.
Marlon Brando to play Professor X. But he's like, again, he just insists on wearing like some stupid shit on his head. And like in half the scenes, he's walking around and they're like trying to get him to sit back in the chair and he won't do it. And this is the best they can do. They spent so much money, they have to go with this.
Have you ever seen the documentary about the making of that of Island of Dr. Moreau?
I've seen the Island of Dr. Moreau.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, nuts.
Wow. Yeah, was he just off the deep end?
Marlon was batshit crazy. And was partly batshit crazy, partly it's just, you, I'm Marlon Brando.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to do whatever I want.
It's Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also like that makeup look that he is in, that was totally him.
Yeah.
And they had no control.
I just thought that was his skin. So, you know how a lot of times someone will take over a book and do like a character defining, you know, year and a half, and then someone else takes over the book and immediately everything that the previous writer built up is
gone,
basically wiped away. It doesn't mean that the run wasn't really good and really interesting, but it gets erased almost immediately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you guys had to take over a book, knowing full well that, I mean, it's comics, and they're not going to keep everything that you do. They're probably going to disregard a lot of it.
Yeah.
You don't have to pitch a story, but what book would you want to work on?
Where you could just completely...
You're going Grant Morrison, new X-Men on it.
Just completely revamping.
Yeah.
Just totally.
You're writing it for like 2 or 3 years.
I've said it before, Doctor Strange.
Yeah?
Yeah, easily. Yeah. That would be... I think he's got so much potential that it's in the comics is squandered. They're doing okay now.
Yeah.
Not as good as it were like a year ago. It was really good.
And then it
started to dip a little bit now. They did a couple of cool things. He went cosmic for a bit and it was interesting of how they had these other creatures that came from another dimension and took all the magic out of this dimension sort of thing. So he had to go find other ways of making magic. So he discovers that there are aliens who are using magic, but it's all technologically based. And it turns out, like,
Magitech.
He only understands, like, one fraction of how magic works. And they're like, how do you not, how are you a magician? They're like, you're an amateur. How do you not know this stuff? And it's like just a different way of looking at things.
Cool.
And so then they teach him and he's like a black, becomes like a blacksmith, creating his own weapons and tools and things.
That sounds cool.
It's actually, it was really cool. And I was hoping that that would continue. But then all of a sudden, I think they switched writers. I don't know if they switched writers.
An event happened
yeah. or something. So it was like, no, you got to get back on Earth now. And I was like, oh, I was really enjoying that.
Well, I got a skedaddle.
Yeah. Thanks for the magic sword.
I'm inclined to say, and I don't really know what they've been doing with the character for a while. The last time I really kind of checked in, I got a book recently during the Rebirth arc, but I know that they kind of made it more like the show, but Green Arrow, you know how I feel about yeah. Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Green Arrow, especially being like a corporate guy who kind of like becomes a complete like man of the people, like social justice-y kind of hippie dude and like trying to fight society's ills and stuff. How is that not...
How are they not tapping into that yes, right now?
In this moment yeah. in time, how are they not going full on that and just like making it the most relevant book out there? And it just feels like, you know, they kind of, if anything, at this key moment in time, they just blanded him up.
Yeah. What they should do is go back to the formula of him with Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And have a Green Lantern, Green Arrow book where the social like justice stuff the starts time to play.
Right
and
to
the two...
sort of recapture that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
again, like yeah, going on like a road trip and basically like seeing the reality of the world they're living in.
Yeah.
And you have like Hal, who's more of like a kind of conservative guy, I guess. And you have Ollie, who's the complete opposite.
Alt-right
and...
Hal.
Yeah. Just mega chud Hal. Yeah, so I mean, that book should be, they should go full bore on it, and God knows I'd have fun doing that.
Yeah.
So that would be my pick.
I think for me, because originally I was going to say, can I remake a movie? Because I'm more of a movie
yes,
guy.
Yes, absolutely.
But I've rethought that.
Okay.
And it's because of the movies. I would love to write Batman Superman. Going back to the Green Arrow, Green Lantern.
Yeah, the world's finest.
Like a world's finest. That original Batman Superman series was fantastic. The Ed McGuinness illustrated and then Michael Turner did a run.
They
introduced new Supergirl. I loved that. And I felt like those writers got it when it comes to the relationship between Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent Batman and Superman and how they were, you know, polar opposites, but they're best friends and there's mutual respect, but they both think each other are kind of, you know, Clark thinks Bruce is this pessimistic kind of man and Bruce thinks Clark is this naive Boy Scout, but it kind of works. And I feel like every single thing that they got wrong with Batman v Superman, yes. Dawn of Justice.
You didn't like that?
I liked it better than The Dark Knight Rises, but that's another discussion. We could do a whole show on this. Let's put a pin on that, and I'll get my notes.
Literally, just like one specific movie you just want to like just rip a new asshole, but it can't be one of the obvious choices. That could be a good topic.
Yeah. But anyways, I feel like none of the writers that worked on Batman v Superman.
Mm-hmm.
have ever read a Batman Superman team up comic book other than single issues here and there.
I read
where
six
they fight.
I read six pages of The Dark Knight Returns.
Exactly.
They seem to like,
or they've just been given, here's The Dark Knight Returns and here's this one. And here, there are iconic stories.
Launching off point to build a universe.
Yeah.
It just does not make sense. I love the idea. I feel like that movie should have just been Dawn of Justice. No other subtitles because as far as I'm concerned, as more of a DC...
A lot of people don't know who Batman is.
Like, give me a break. 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 I think, like, having a logo, that cool logo where it's, like, the Superman shield and the bat symbol together with the words Dawn of Justice underneath it says a hell of a lot more about what they're going for or what I thought they should have been going for than the whole versus thing. And again, I feel like that was a decision where Warner Brothers is like, Marvel's knocking everything out of the universe with what they're doing. Quick, what are we going to do? I don't know. Let's have these two guys fight because they've been in fights before. And it was always part of a bigger story, I felt.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I would love to go into a deep dive of how I personally feel that relationship works. So that's why I would write Batman, Superman, or Superman, Batman, or Batman, Superman, or Superman, Batman.
Yeah. Or Bat
Super. Or Super Bat.
Super Bat, yeah.
Composite Superman.
There was a the robot. Book. There was a Superman, Batman robot.
Oh, Composite Superman.
Yeah, he's got green skin for some reason.
Yeah. That's how I would write
mushroom soup. He was a janitor that got struck by lightning in the Legion of Superheroes place, and he got all their powers, and he's my favorite. And his name's Composite Superman.
He is pretty great.
That's awesome.
And I would write Generation X.
Hey!
And I don't think that's an ongoing right now. Probably not.
They bring it back every now and then.
Or you know, New X-Men or X-Men Academy or whatever you want to call it. Basically, like...
Young mutant.
Yeah, thing. The next generation growing up.
New mutant. No.
Yes. I don't think we can call it New Mutants because there's probably a New Mutants ongoing.
That's very tied to that original team, I would think. Yeah. They bring it back, really, even though they've been around for a million years at this point. It's like, they're still the New Mutants.
Yeah.
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 The new old mutants.
Well, same with Generation X. I mean,
well, yeah.
You know who those characters are, and half of them are dead right now. Yeah. But
is Skin but that, back? That original...
They're like Skin's back. In skin form.
They can't be right.
They rub some lotion on him, and it's fine.
They just got him down off that cross that... The Church of Humanity crucified him on.
Man,
Chuck Austin sucks.
I'm very.
You said it.
I'm still mad. Yeah.
So a lot of, you know, Elseworlds stuff and TV stuff and etc. has been based on like Superman, but there's a twist.
What a twist!
Like Brightburn was Superman, but. I guess he's a sociopath. Red Sun was Superman, but he landed in Soviet Union.
Yeah.
I picked three different Superman twists. Do the Superman twist. It's the Superman twist.
Come on, baby!
Change one of these things, and it doesn't have to be, you know, he doesn't have to have Superman powers, but this is a typical superhero with Superman's origin, except one of these things is different. Either who finds him, what his weakness is, or where he's originally from.
He's originally from Canada.
Uh-huh. Tell me more.
And he lands in Minnesota.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's really cold down there, eh?
Oh, gee whiz.
Oh, God. Here, put this coat on.
Fargo.
Yeah, it's super Fargo.
Yeah.
I might read that. As long as it's better than that,
the TV show?
That True Brit Superman.
Was that John Cleese or whatever?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah?
Because it's Superman, but he's terribly polite, and it's really, John really Cleese? Bad. John Cleese co-wrote it.
Did you know British stereotypes?
What? Yeah. I'm Superman, and I've got awful teeth.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Kibbutz for breakfast?
You'd expect more from John Cleese, you'd think.
You'd think.
Well, maybe not these days.
Yeah.
Oh, this is infuriating. This is infuriating.
Did you say something, Doug?
I said this is infuriating.
My mind is running wild with
ideas please.
For this. Nope. Like, this is cool.
Please, because I am floundering.
Because I was thinking right off the bat, because you guys tweaked it with the whole Canada thing. Like, what if Superman crash-landed in the prairies... Or, you know, somewhere in Canada and was raised as, you know, truth, justice,
socialist.
And the Canadian way and everything.
Yeah.
And I just envision, like, Superman beating the shit out of some crazy villain. Be like, sorry. Like, oh, gee, I'm sorry. But no, in reality, I just think it would be kind of a neat play.
And then he flies into a hospital to get universal health care.
Yeah. Oh, man. But no, like, so, again, to riff off of the whole Batman-Superman thing... Now, the timelines wouldn't necessarily match
up. Doesn't matter. This is
but, like, what if Superman's ship crash-landed on the grounds of Wayne Manor?
On Bruce Wayne's parents.
Martha! No, I think, like, but if it was around the time that Bruce was considering bringing a sidekick / Robin.
Oh, I like that.
Can you imagine, like... A young Clark,
Super Robin.
Yes, a young Clark Kent being trained by Bruce Wayne.
He'd be Nightwing
with his powers. So like Super
Actual Nightwing.
Nightwing.
Oh.
How sick would that be?
That would be really
pretty
good.
That'd be pretty good.
And then you can get into all the emotional kind of like, you know, things, and I don't know. Yeah, that whole Brightburn, I haven't seen Brightburn yet.
I saw it, I guess, a week ago now.
The whole thing pisses me off.
It's not very really? Good.
I'm super excited by it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's okay. It's yeah. not great. It has a lot of potential, and I feel like a lot of it gets squandered.
Yeah.
I feel like if you want
to... I won't spoil it, though.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, like, if you're going to subvert the Superman mythos that's already been done so well with Red Sun.
Yep.
And it's like, mm-hmm. if your subversion of the mythos is just that he's bad and it turns yeah. into, like, murdering people, to me, that seems kind of like... on the same level of the whole like Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Let's just do it for 9-year-old yeah, boys
and did it already.
You know, like,
well, oh, but I view it differently sorry. Because it's no. not actually, it's yes. not DC. We're yes. not taking Superman. We're just taking that concept, that iconic thing.
I don't want to ruin anything, but the kid has heat vision. So.
Well, no, I get it. I get
that's
it.
That's a very specific
they
one.
Are playing directly off it, but it's not actually like, this is not Clark Kent and this is not.
Yeah,
true.
What sets so, you like
his
a
name is, his name
starts
with a B.
Character
and his last
that, you know,
name also with a B.
That. He's such a prototypical superhero that you can kind of just take that idea
yeah.
and be like, it's, listen, this is a take on it.
Yeah.
You can't,
yeah.
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Sue me?
Giant corporation with all the lawyers? Oh,
what are you going to do? Fire me from writing your B-list team-up movie?
Yikes.
I'll be back. I'll always come back.
Lesson. Yeah, I can only think of like, so same general thing. We're not branching out too far, like coming from a different place, but instead of like, say, landing in like Kansas or the Midwest or something like that, he lands in like a completely more like destitute, like third world part of the world where everyone's just very, very like poor and like Buddhist to them. Yeah, they have like, you know, dictatorships and they have just like literal. Everybody's just like working themselves to the bone for
yeah.
for pennies, and he grows up in that environment,
and he's pushing the wheel of pain like Conan.
Yeah, well, it's sort of something where eventually, you know, first they want to use him as, you know what I mean? Like he maybe it's closer to Red Sun than I
state weapon.
Yeah, well, not necessarily. I'm thinking more like. It doesn't even have to be like a global thing. It can just sort of be like literally you have like the impoverished and like the basically like in like a system where they're completely the boots to them and they're just complete slaves basically. And then all of a sudden they have a weapon, right?
Right.
He's like becomes like he lives in this and like he comes from somewhere else. Maybe he was like a baby or something like that. But I mean he. Much like on the ride, maybe there's like trying to teach him things or something in the way like the fortress did or something like that. So there's a part of him deep down, if he knew he has to remember things, knows this is not how things are supposed to be, and sort of is able to kind of just sort of seeing how like he could sort of reshape kind of a part of the
yeah.
world or a society or an entire like system in that kind of a way.
I like that.
Haven't fully yeah. thought it through, and you know. But that is just sort of a launching off point if you want to get like real world with it.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've done similar takes in the past, I
yeah.
guess. But I'm just saying, like, you know, someone like Superman raised by similar kind people, but under different circumstances where maybe he isn't, maybe he has maybe a more extreme view of how
yeah.
to deal with this problem.
Well, I mean, like, if you go back to the early days of Superman,
yeah.
he was, you know. He wasn't for the government or he wasn't
no.
for the United States. He was more like, you know, shaking down crooked slumlord sort of thing.
Exactly. No, yeah, he was fighting.
He was like a super wizard.
Yes.
He was taking
out. He was a bit of a super wizard.
But yeah, you take that to you know, different part of the world
yeah.
and just sort of like, you know, see exactly how much you could play with that concept and see how big or how different you can go with it.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
I like it.
I like it.
Okay, instead of doing where he landed,
yes.
you guys have heard of kind of...
Yeah, it's easy to go to that
one. No, it's a good thing, because it's an easy way to do that and get interesting stories. His weakness, and that always kind of bugged me, his weakness.
It's a rock that's only available all
yeah.
the time.
Well, it is and it isn't. Like,
cursing a lot this episode, I apologize.
I want something that's more prevalent on Earth. That is the weakness,
okay.
rather than like here's this meteorite.
Like
that
cilantro.
That's my weakness.
Kale. It's in our schools.
His strength would still come from
yeah. Even some
he still gets a funky high off the yellow sun.
Yeah, but it's like
allergic
water
to the moon.
Is his weakness or
yeah.
something like that. That it's
oh he's a science alien.
Well, he's unbreakable. If he's actually like put into the water, then it,
lady in the
like
water.
There's always water in the air. There's vapor, so there's he's always a little bit drained. So he's at a slightly lower power. But if he goes into space, then he's suddenly like kicks
super amazing,
super super amazing. But then he comes back and it's still toned down. But he's still Superman. Like
that's interesting. Still.
But then if he actually like they figure it out and they can like force him into water, then his power starts to drain.
Yeah. I feel like
it's something that's like it's more prevalent around. It's more of like an actual threat than can you find these four rocks around the planet? Yeah. When they do seem to find them a lot, which is kind of ridiculous that they do, but
yeah,
something that's a little more.
He never bathes for that purpose. you're gonna smell him coming.
Yeah. Dry shampoo.
Yeah.
He uses super shampoo. Breath.
Yeah.
Then he just stinks like halitosis.
Oh, disgusting.
I have super halitosis.
Does he shave with his fingernails? I've always wondered, how does Superman shave?
I thought he shaved with Amir and
heat and the vision. Laser,
bounces it off. Yeah.
That works.
Like a Cyclops killed himself that one time.
Is that a thing?
It's an Elseworld sort of thing, alternate universe, but it's like Cyclops basically bounces an optic blast back at his neck. To kill himself.
Sounds like something
on purpose.
Guess what? Warren Ellis wrote it.
Oh, man. Sounds right. I would go to he's Captain Planet. We're just literally, you know, the sun and like the
crazy
like pollution.
Don
and,
Cheadle Captain Planet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Crazy Don Cheadle Captain Planet. He'll turn you all into trees, motherfucker. pardon me.
Power is mine, bitches.
But like just like pollution, basically. Like he gets it from the sun and also just like the environment. Like a pure environment just sort of fuels him, and the more that like we're just pumping just garbage into the air, it's
weakens him.
It weakens him. It hurts him a lot
like
more than other people.
The rest of us.
Like yeah, exactly.
Like he
yeah.
like sort of almost yeah. is like,
well, he is a Superman.
Ecological harmony is kind of like he needs something like that, and then you know, but then you're just going like, well, he's gonna just bust up a bunch of polluting companies.
Mm.
I'm going very, I'm taking a turn in this whole thing.
I like it.
Yeah, it's the way I'm going. Like it.
Well, that was fun.
It was.
We had a fun time.
A lovely time.
Lovely.
Thanks for having me.
Well, should we do some plugs? Ryan, Mr. Mackett, you do a lot of artwork.
Yes.
A lot of artwork.
Yeah.
And
considerable
and
amount.
Everything.
Where can people check it out?
You can go on to Instagram and Rymack Creations.
Could you spell that?
RYMACK _ creations.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think that's what my current handle is.
I believe.
Or you could just look at Ryan Mackett online. Mm-hmm. And also T-Bay Movie Guy on Facebook, where I post my movie reviews every week.
Yeah.
Most weeks. There's some weeks where I'm just like, oh God, there's nothing to go to the theater to see.
Yeah.
I try and
not
do
so
at least.
Right now.
No, right now it's like, there's too much going on. I want to see Rocket Man. I want to see Godzilla. I want to see all the things. But those are my two places.
Right on.
See?
Cool. I'm Bry Kotick. You can check out my comic, Welcome to Hereafter, at welcometohereafter.com. I'm going to try to update Tuesdays. Every week it becomes
No. Just say it updates.
It updates.
It happens.
You check it out. There might be a new thing there for you. I'm getting close to 500 pages.
Yeah.
Which is, I think I'm like working on the 485th right now, so we'll see where we're at. I'm really hoping to get 500.
When you get to 500, there's going to be like a ton of variant covers.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah,
so much foil.
Can other people do those for me? I am not doing it.
We could all do
the variant cover.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
I love you guys.
I want Jesus talking to Lord and being like, this is my team. With the rest of the messiahs.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, man. Exactly. That could be pretty fun. Cool. Yeah. So I'm still plugging away and still probably going to be the last book. But probably not going to get to the end of that for a while. Because it takes a lot of time to do things.
It does. It does.
Yeah. And that's the end of me.
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Merc and Not like Astronaut on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, but who cares?
I care.
You're the only
one. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I am Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or thekylelees on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. All those places. Go to those. Look at the things. Ryan, it's been really nice having you.
Yeah.
Would you stay? Will you stay for an episode?
Sure.
Stay for one more.
I'll stay for one more.
Hey, man. Just stay for one more.
I'll stay for one more.
It's not going to air for a week, so you're going to have to stay here for a week.
You need to stay in my studio for a week.
Well, see ya.
There's a futon in the corner.
We're all leaving now.
Just lock this door from the outside?
No. I'll stay.
All right.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll unlock it.
Well, yeah, join us next week when we do something.
When we open the door. Show me what it looks like in a costume, then I'll care.
Yeah, really.
You could say that Batman's being played by a bag of chips, and I would say, show me what kind of chips they are.
Show me the suit.
Show me the...
I want to see what that bag of chips looks like.
I want to see if he's all that and a bag of chips, or if he's just a bag of chips. Idiot. I'm an idiot.
And how?
Lost 150 pounds. Alexander Dammy Finn. Never lost a single fight. Alexander Champion. Has a love for weird guitars. Alexander Mandolin. Wishing he could go to sleep.
Rap by Jax Films on YouTube, yo. Check it, bro. Peace out. I'm so lonely. So lonely.